All right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let's finish off this week strong, short little show tonight. You can put in your numbers now. Shooting for 10:03. 10:03. That's what we're shooting for. 10:03, I'll be done. 10:03, that's what I'm putting. Put in your numbers now if you want. Let me say to the chat, Jeannie Malfizi is on the bottom right here. Hey, Jeannie. Veronica 18201. Dave Souders, D9597 is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Why Not Me is on. I also saw Pops McGroin a minute ago. Tabloms is on. Costalodina is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Scott Alot is on. R. Major 79 is on. Tammy L. Margritter is on. Ron John Boogerman is on. Perry Heather's on. Volvo 960 is on. Gritterdom is on. Mike Griffin is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Peg McGroin is on. I saw Itchy McGroin earlier too, so that's Itchy McGroin, Pops McGroin, Peg McGroin. McGroin Nation is present and accounted for. John Phillips is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Nick GLYH is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop right to this tonight. It's already 9:12, and that only gives me about less than an hour. So here we go. Are we ready? All right, Donald J. Trump Truth Post. And this, listen, if you see something from Leading Report, you can pretty much bank on it that it's true, just so you know. He put this out on Truth Social. Breaking: ABC whistleblower allegedly will release an affidavit claiming the Harris campaign was given sample questions that were essentially the same questions that were given during the debate, as well as assurances that Trump would be fact-checked and she would not. So, ABC, allegedly gave Kamala Harris, her campaign, the questions. They're saying sample questions, but everybody knows what those sample questions are. They're just like when you're going to take an open book test or you're going to take a test right after the instruction and the professor or your teacher says, you might see this on the test in a minute. Remember those? Remember that, Aaron?
Yeah.
You might see this on the that's what they gave them. And they assured the Kamala Harris campaign that she would not be fact-checked, but Donald Trump would. And she told way more lies, as illustrated on Fox News during the pregame, as you heard. I'm not going to go over now because I'll just flip into 10 minutes on the debate. She lied many, many more times, whether it's Project 2025, whether it's the border, whether it's her economic plan, whether it's that she prosecuted transnational criminal organizations, and a myriad of other lies. Trump wants a national abortion ban, all those different lies that she told, and she was never fact-checked on one of them, not one thing at all. So she was assured that she wouldn't be. So, you know, here's the thing. What this needs to be is now the precipice. This needs to be the launching pad. That there is no longer no Republican, no matter what is said about you in the media, Trump is doing the exact right thing by turning down another debate. And tell you what he should say is, I will do another debate as long as it's on TCN. I'll do it on TCN, Tucker Carlson Network. Tucker Carlson will be the moderator. And you can guarantee Tucker will not give Trump the questions beforehand. And Tucker Carlson won't fact check, because that's not the job of a moderator. So if he wants to do another debate, say TCN only, and that's it. But anyway, I agree with him 100%. Normally, I would not, but Trump's already done two debates, destroyed Joe Biden. And here's the thing. I put out there, and I still stick with it, on the night of the debate, it was a narrow victory by Donald Trump. But you know what? Kamala Harris's performance is like a dead raccoon on the side of the road. It gets worse and worse and worse as the days go by. You're like, I saw that yesterday and it didn't stink. And then you drive by the next day and you're like, man, that thing stinks a little bit. And then the next day you're like, it's filling up the whole freaking street. And then the next day it stinks so bad, the whole neighborhood smells like dead raccoon. Her performance gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And let me bring this up while I have Donald Trump on here. You can bring it back to me, Naz. Just a couple things off the pregame. You know how he said during the debate, which she looked at him again with that condescending look. Every time she looked at him, like he was in that condescending fashion, as if he didn't know what he was talking about. It turns out he knows exactly what he was talking about the entire time and was factually 100% correct. One of those things was Abdul Ghani Baradar. That was the head of the Taliban at the time. Or, and by the way, they're tribal, so there are heads of the Taliban. This guy here was the spokesman for the head of the Taliban. This would have been like the Karine Jean-Pierre. So who he would be speaking with is Abdul Ghani Baradar. And so she's Kamala Harris looking at him like he's speaking Egyptian. But not only that, she doesn't even look at him with confusion. She looks at him with confused, cackling condescension. And then you have Joy Reid saying Donald Trump must not know what he's talking about because we can't find anybody named Abdul. And then Nicole Wallace says the same thing. Remember, Nicole Wallace was the press secretary for George W. Bush. You're like, I thought there was some sort of line of delineation between Republicans and Democrats. No, there is a line of delineation between conservatives and Democrats and Republicans who are actually conservatives and Democrats. But between establishment Republicans like George W. Bush and many other and Dick Cheney, remember they used to call him Satan, but now she's proud of his endorsement. There is no delineation between them and the Democratic Party whatsoever. So Nicole Wallace said, we can't find anybody named Abdul. Joe Scarborough's laughing. We can't find anybody named Abdul. His name was Abdul Ghani Baradar. That's who Trump talked to. That's who Trump gave the picture to. Abdul, if one American is shot or injured or killed in the next 18 months, a bunker buster's not coming to somebody else's home, but yours. And lo and behold, there was an 18-month streak for the first time in history of no Americans being shot whatsoever. So they, of course, imagine. Now, they're all completely wrong. They're all now on Mazemore's record. That was Mazemore put out that video. They're all on the record now. I wonder how many retractions that we'll see. Absolutely none, because they have no self-respect and no dignity. When I screw something up on this show, if I remember, if it was big enough and I remember, I come back every single time and correct myself. When I misquote a scripture or I get something wrong on a Sunday, I go back to the pulpit that following Sunday and correct it. They never do any of those things. They are abjectly wrong, completely and totally wrong that Abdul doesn't exist. They're all pontificating like a bunch of galactic morons saying that he doesn't exist. It's the same right here. I mean, again, you're like, didn't they know? Yeah, they know it. They're just lying. Tom, nobody would do that. Yes, they would. You need to understand. You wouldn't. 777 people that are watching right now, you wouldn't do it. But they will do it. They'll just make it up out of thin air. Like, nobody is that devious. The devil is. And when you're controlled by demons, you are too. Another thing here, I wonder how much Joe Biden's going to be attacked for saying black jobs. You're on the pregame. Did you see the pregame? Joe Biden says that he created black jobs. Remember, Donald Trump was crucified. Simone Biles from the Olympics says, I guess I just performed my black job. Oh, Simone, national call. Somebody send this to her right now. Like and share. Somehow get this to Simone Biles' Facebook page or whatever page she's on, Instagram. Is she now going to go and look at the camera and say, hey, Joe Biden, I just got my gold medal for performing my black job. Is she going to do it now? Oh, no, because she only does things that are politically expedient, which means she has no principles. So she'll prostitute herself for the Democrats, right, for a Democratic Party cause, but because she's not actually living in truth. She's not actually offended by it. She's only offended by it because Donald Trump said it. But if a Democrat says it, she's not offended at all. And the last thing is, from the pregame, we saw Fannie Willis getting Laura Loomer, getting loomered by Fannie Willis because Fannie Willis refuses to send her subpoenaed documents to the Judiciary Committee about her communications with the J6 Committee. That's weird, isn't it? I thought she was the number one law enforcement official in the city of Atlanta, in Fulton County. Isn't she the number one law enforcement official? Why would you not send your subpoenaed communications to the J6 Committee, to the Judiciary Committee? Why would you not do that? I mean, can somebody give me, if you're a leftard and you're watching this, send it to me in the chat. Give me one little explanation about why you wouldn't send that in. I'm just curious. All right, let's go to the next one, Naz. Trump is winning. Eric Doherty tweet. This was the title of the show tonight. Trump is winning. Here he goes. This is it. Notice the date on the bottom. Today's the 13th, right, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm right. There it is. Trump gets a 6-point lead from the debate. So who's winning? I mean, this is Rasmussen. Let me just tell you one thing. You go to Trafalgar, you go to Rasmussen, it's going to be accurate. 100% accurate. And here's the thing. Rasmussen even will go on, Bongino, go on Alex Jones, and they'll tell you they're oversampling Democrats. This is oversampling Democrats. and Trump still got a 6-point lead since the debate. I thought Kamala wrecked him in the debate. And I'm just wondering, and I'm stealing this from Dan Bongino, credit Dan Bongino, where are all of the clips of the debate being put out by Democrats? I mean, there's all kinds being put out by us. We're putting them out all over the place. You know, I should have sent you a MAGA hat, all those different things. We're clipping them and we're putting them out everywhere. They're not putting out any of them at all because she got trounced in the debate. And listen, the night of, I believe it was a narrow victory, but it was the gift that kept on giving, Cousin Eddie style from Christmas Vacation. That's the gift that just keeps on giving all year long, Clark. That gift just keeps on giving. Her debate performance was so poor. I didn't quite get it because I think that Aaron and I play so many Kamala videos, I'm like vaccinated against her.
Right.
She's so disgusting that I'm used to it, but most of America and independents, they don't know what you and I know, 788 people that are watching right now. It's also Christian Television Network watching right now. 788 people online are watching right now. Christian Television Network worldwide, Ron, worldwide. Everybody's worldwide. When I say Ron John Boogerman in the chat, My Broken Heart, Aaron Yeager, Perry, Heather 120, Regina Loves Art, all you guys in the chat, it's worldwide. They're hearing your names worldwide right now. We're on worldwide television. But we watch Kamala so much, I'm like immune to her. But I think the rest of the world was like, oh my word, what a condescending, turd-sucking human being. Honestly, I think that's what they thought when they saw her. Was sitting like this. I mean, what do you think America is going to think of? Who poses like this? Who does that? I mean, in the middle of not even in a debate, anywhere in life. Whoever poses like that, America saw it, and now Trump has a 6-point lead. And the Rasmussen poll, there it is. Trump gets a 6-point lead in latest daily tracker right after the debate. Right after, that's only going to get worse for Kamala because, like I said, the raccoon stinks up the neighborhood today. Tomorrow it stinks up half the town, and then the next day it stinks up the whole city. All right, let's go to the next one. Jesse Waters' video. It gets talking about stinking up. You know, it keeps getting worse and worse. Of course, the person that ran J-13, Butler, Pennsylvania, assassination attempt of Donald Trump, person who ran that, those in charge of personnel allocations for the Secret Service, he just strangely retired out of the blue, with full honors, of course. And now, talk about something that stinks to high heaven, the smell gets worse and worse and worse. Jesse Waters' video, new, at Secret Service bombshell, Senator Josh Hawley says the lead Secret Service advance agent, get this, Aaron, was a woman from Pittsburgh Fields office who has failed a couple of her exams to be in the Secret Service.
Wow.
And here's the thing. You'll hear it in a second. I want to jump out and let Josh Hawley speak for himself. But she not only failed at her tests to be in the Secret Service, she was running the entire event. So she fails her tests and then is the supervisor of the entire event. I wonder if that's how we got the Pac-Man. Aaron, might want to lock and load that for
yep.
me. All right, here's Josh Hawley. Play for me now.
Some new whistleblower reporting. What are they telling you now, Senator?
Jesse, what I'm learning now is that the lead advance agent that day in Pennsylvania, this is the agent that was in charge of Trump's entire trip in Pennsylvania, that this agent actually failed one or more of her training exams when she first joined the Secret Service. I mean, the pattern that is emerging here, Jesse, from whistleblowers who've come forward to me now over and over again, is that the Trump rally was undermanned, it was understaffed, they did not have people who had experience on it, and now this advance agent, I'm told, may have failed one or more for training exams and was known not to be a top-quality agent. I mean, this is absurd, and the fact that the director will not level with the American people about what's going on here is just totally unacceptable and unbelievable.
Director Cheadle, we know, had a priority to make 30% of the Secret Service women. So this woman fails, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe more, and doesn't matter, Cheadle still makes her in charge of the protective site detail for Butler, knowing that there was an Iranian threat.
Yeah, see, this is what's so hard to understand, is that if this individual had failed one or more of her training exams, if she was known not to be really one of the Secret Service's top agent, she's in the Pittsburgh office, why was she put in charge of the entire trip, Jesse? I mean, the whole thing. She was in charge of the whole works from the time the president landed to the time he went to Butler. It's just totally inexplicable. And, Jesse, one other thing. I'm told by people who are close to and have knowledge of the Secret Service's own internal investigation that the Department of Homeland Security is leaning on the Secret Service not to comply with document requests to Congress. I mean, this is really getting to be outrageous. The American people need the truth here.
Yeah, there's a cover-up going on. Now that's definitive. And thank God for this whistleblower pipeline that your office established, Senator Josh Hawley. Thank you very much for what you continue to do. We really appreciate it.
All right, let me jump out in front of one thing here real quick. Everyone needs to stop, and this is the only problem with Fox News, the only problem with Jesse Waters, is that we'll never go far enough. Okay, you need to, you know what? It's time for everybody to go ahead and jump off the cliff. Jump off the cliff, become as crazy as me, as crazy as Alex Jones, as crazy as the 819 that are watching, as crazy as the CTN people who aren't watching this with great skepticism right now, and you're welcome to watch it with skepticism. You need to go, things that Jesse Waters and people at Fox won't say, and I love Jesse Waters, I watch him all the time, but what they won't say are things like, the vaccines have killed 35 million people, excess deaths. They won't say that. Enough with the Iranian threat. There is no Iranian threat. Does anybody actually believe there's an Iranian threat? The Iranian threat was ginned up by the people who ran this J-13 op. I'm going to get to the woman in just a minute. But I'm sick and tired of hearing about this Iranian threat. That's the same thing as a Russian threat or Russian collusion. The Iranian threat. The Iranians have already come out and said, we have no interest in ever harming Donald Trump. When have you ever known a jihadist to say that? And we have no interest. Jihadists never say that. They would come out and say, oh, yeah, we're going to kill him. We're coming after him. They're not going to listen. The mullahs in Iran are not going to come out and plead their innocence. They would say, oh, yeah, we want to kill Trump. That's what the jihadists would say. That's what the mullahs of Iran, the Khomeinis of Iran would say. That's what the Ayatollahs would say. So enough with the Iranian threat. That was simply put in by the cabal, whether it's Secret Service, whether it's DHS, whether it's the CIA, whether it's just deep state actors, the same deep state actors that killed John F. K., all the same deep state actors that tried to kill Ronald Reagan. The Iranian threat was planted by them. So everyone would look at that. So everyone could just start the big investigation because the plan was, of course, CNN had stopped responding to all, were no longer covering any Trump rallies. But lo and behold, one out of the last 200 the man has put on, they decide to go to. And they are there, they're streaming and they are broadcasting live. From Butler? Anybody even know where Butler is? I have no idea. I know it's in Pennsylvania. But do you really know, have any idea where Butler, Pennsylvania is? Absolutely no idea. But lo and behold, CNN chooses to go and broadcast live in Butler, Pennsylvania because they were planning on watching Donald Trump's head explode on national television. And then everybody was going to say that it was the Iranians. So everybody has cover for the next 5 years of this investigation where we would endlessly hear the term, we can't answer that question because it's an ongoing investigation. And all then for the next 5 years, we'd hear that crap. That was the point. So everyone needs to stop espousing. The Iranians did this with Thomas Crooks. None of his, what are those accounts called, Aaron? His accounts overseas, encrypted. The encrypted accounts.
Yeah.
None of his encrypted accounts were anywhere near the Middle East. They were in Belgium. They were in New Zealand. And the other location I never can remember.
Germany.
There you go. He wasn't talking to the mullahs. One of the encrypted accounts was right next door to the UN. And where he was doing his marksmanship practice at the gun range was at the DHS gun range. And his dad now has a high-powered Democratic attorney. And if you've ever seen Crooks' dad, he couldn't afford the 2-pound bag of M&Ms that I ate today. And now he affords a $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour attorney given to him by the Democratic Party. Weird, isn't it? All right, side by side that thing, Aaron. See, I wonder why we ended up with this. I mean, there it is. That's the security bubble for the Secret Service. And if you look over there to your top left, excluded from the security bubble would be the most important building to secure. The AGR building, the high point of the entire security bubble. Anybody notice any other high points on the entire security bubble? No, it's the AGR building right there. There you go, right there. So you have this woman who failed, quote, one or more of her training exams. That means she failed the Secret Service Academy. See, I went to the Florida Police Academy. There's a generic police academy that everybody goes to outside of FHP. You don't want to be in FHP because they don't get paid anything. But if you want to go to the sheriff's office or any of the police agencies, there's different state-certified police academies. I went to the one in Seminole County, Florida, which is Orlando. So I went there. If you fail one exam, you're finished. I think they give you one retry and you're out. If you fail the firearms, you're out. If you fail the law portion, you're out. If you fail the physical fitness, you're out. If you can't do pull-ups, you're out. If you can't do push-ups, you're out. If you don't shoot a 48 on your whatever, at the time we had different firearms, you could shoot with revolvers, you could shoot with semi-automatics, whatever, you're out. You're out. She failed one or two of these exams. And she's running this up. No wonder we got Pac-Man. No wonder Pac-Man's there. We have a 200-yard security bubble with a very strange 60-yard indention for the most dangerous building in what's supposed to be the security bubble. She's known to not be a quality agent and runs the Butler Advance. Cheadle wants 30% women, no matter whether they're qualified or not. I have no problem with women doing any job except if there's physical requirements and they can't meet the men's requirements. If they can, welcome to the job. If you have to dumb down the physical requirements, i.e. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, so women can be in it, they shouldn't be in it. Because there are women that can pass the men's physical fitness requirements. They're welcome in. Everybody else, no, because the men aren't. If the men fail the men's part, they're out. Can the men then go and say, can I pass the ladies? You ever thought about that, Aaron?
Yeah.
If you join the Marine Corps and you can't pass their obstacle course as a man, can you go to the dumbed down version for a woman and pass that one without identifying as a woman? No, you're out. But Kim Cheadle, who has resigned in disgrace, former head of the Secret Service, wants 30% of women. So you end no matter what. So you end up with unqualified people, whether you want 30% white, no matter what, 30% black, no matter what, 30% trans, no matter what, 30% Hispanic. You will have failures then, because that's what diversity, equity, and inclusion is. Equality of outcomes instead of equality of opportunity. Anybody can try to join the Secret Service. Anybody. You shouldn't have equality of outcomes. You should have equality of opportunity. If you're failing an exam in the academy, how in the world does she even get a badge? If I failed any of my exams in the law enforcement academy in the state of Florida, I don't get that badge. I don't get it. I'm going to see if I got my badge. It's down here. There it is right here. If I fail my tests, I don't get that. That's gone right there. That's my sergeant's badge, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. That's gone. If I don't pass my firearms test every year twice at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, I'm gone. She fails her exams and then runs the op. Because you got to have 30% of women. So DHS, I'll get to the story first because so many things are popping through my head. DHS is silencing the Secret Service. The Secret Service is under the DHS, under, once again, the cause of all of our problems in this country. Rampant illegal migrant crime rate. Who caused it? Alejandro Mayorkas. Trump nearly getting his head blown off and getting shot in the head. Caused by Alejandro Mayorkas. And he's trying to silence the Secret Service by telling them don't cooperate with document requirement requests from the Judiciary Committee. Don't cooperate. Didn't Steve Bannon go to prison for that and is currently sitting in federal prison? Didn't Peter Navarro go to prison for that and he just got out a month ago? Why did they go to prison? For failing to cooperate with a Judiciary Committee. Well, it was the J6 Committee, which wasn't a select committee, which I don't have time to get into. They had no power to issue subpoenas. And they were both sent to, if you're not a select committee, then you can't issue subpoenas. They issued them anyway, and Bannon and Navarro refused to cooperate, comply with the subpoenas because they're unlawful subpoenas, and they were tried and convicted for not cooperating with, for not complying with subpoenas that were unlawfully issued by a judge and a jury. Because blue judge, blue jury, DC swamp. That's where it happened. So DHS, remember, whose gun range Crooks was training at, is telling the Secret Service to not send in their subpoena documents to Congress. That means, listen, I get, and you've heard me say this a million times, but it actually has been about a month since I've said it. When we are in power, Mayorkas goes to federal prison for the rest of his life. For all of these violations. Because if you're going to send Bannon to jail in federal prison, remember, Steve Bannon is the only misdemeanor in the federal penitentiary system right now. That's it. He's the only one. Everybody else is a convicted felon. And when Navarro was in there, he was the only misdemeanor conviction. Because the federal penitentiaries, the federal penal system, is for convicted felons. Everyone realize that when you're dealing with the feds, they don't try misdemeanors? They have a 90%+ conviction rate because they only try highly likely to be convicted felonies. That's all that they do. And under Navarro and Bannon are the only misdemeanors that have the only misdemeanor convictions in the federal system right now. That's the system that we're under right now. And those are the same clowns running this op right here. How do you end up with that Pac-Man? Gosh, I hate to even get on this because I never will get off. All right, but I'm going to do it right now. Here I go. Off. All right, let's go. All right, we've got to talk about some Ukraine stuff. It's percolating in the news right now because we're in the middle of a campaign. But it's like I said, it's oftentimes the least sexy stuff that is the biggest problem. What's the biggest problem in the United States of America outside of us butchering our unborn? What's the biggest problem? The biggest problem is the $36 trillion that we're in debt. And we're printing money and devaluing the USD. That's the problem. And again, if my dollar is valueless, that means your dollar is valueless. That means Mike Johnson's dollar is valueless. Kamala Harris's dollar is valueless. And I don't understand why they don't get it. And they just keep printing more money. So these things that oftentimes are the least sexy are actually the most important. The absolute most important. Let's talk about Ukraine for just a minute. This is a Tommy Robinson video. Here is Keir Starmer, who he's the prime minister of the UK. And you're like, well, that means that he was elected, you know, and Aaron came up with it last night. I couldn't remember the terminology. He is elected the head of a coalition government. That's a parliamentary system. He got about 17% of the vote. That's who runs the UK, Keir Starmer. He's wearing a mask right now. He wears a mask everywhere he goes. That's who he is. That tells you right there. That of course, is the swastika. That is the swastika of the globalists. That's his Pledge of Allegiance. That's him showing. That's him waving the flag of the WEF. He wears a mask right now on the streets of London alone. He wears a mask. And it's September of 2024. Four years and 7 months into 15 days to flatten the curve. So that tells you who Keir Starmer is. Well, Keir Starmer and David Lammy currently sitting with Joe Biden to decide if British Storm Shadow missiles can be used by Ukraine. What's the problem with them being used by Ukraine? They reach deep into Russia. And you're going to hear, I'm going to play Vladimir Putin for you in just a minute, but you're going to hear him basically say the same thing. Here's the problem with using British Storm Shadow missiles. They reach deep into Russia. Oh, you're like, well, turnabout's fair play, Tom, because Russia is reaching deep into Ukraine. Okay, but here's the thing everyone needs to understand. First of all, this is a 1,000-year Slavic conflict that you and I will never, ever solve. We can go over right now and we can get involved with Beirut. We can get involved with Lebanon. We can get involved in Jordan. We can get involved in Egypt and Gaza and all of that. And Iran and Iraq and everything else. Iran and Iraq hate each other. Pakistan and India hate each other. You can get involved in that as much as you want. You're never going to win. They're never going to change. It's a 1,000-year conflict. We don't belong anywhere near it. We have no vested interest in it. We have no strategic interest in it. Nothing. Okay, so that's why Donald Trump said, which, by the way, many leaders in the past have said, I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt who said, I'm taking this from Dan Bongino, that you never actually tell in the debate where he was asked, will you clearly say that you want Ukraine to win? You never say that. You never say that. You always take the side of saying, you know what, here's the outcome that I want. You don't pick a winner, especially in a Slavic conflict that's 1,000 years old. And the conflict is from breakout provinces inside of Ukraine called Luhansk and Donetsk, who are asking Russia to come in. They're British speaking. They are Russian speaking provinces that are always molested by the Azov battalion. So they wanted, just like Crimea, that Crimea was annexed into Russia. It wasn't even taken by military violent force. It was just taken over. Like a city annexes county land. That's what they did. Because Crimea is like, we want to be Russia. And if you look on the map, you look at Luhansk and you look at Donetsk, they want to be Russia. They're asking for it. Because they're Russian speaking. They're Russians. So we don't have any part in any of this. So the problem with British Storm Shadow missiles is the Ukrainians can't shoot them in deep into Russia. So who's going to shoot them in there? Well, somebody's going to go and teach them. That'll take a decade. So who's going to shoot them in? Anybody, Aaron, you got any ideas? Who's going to shoot those in?
NATO.
That would be NATO would be shooting them in. If you go do that, it's World War III. What is Russia going to do then? You have NATO with their troops on the ground. Well, they'll be disguised. You'll be disguised to Ukraine. That's not going to do any good because Vladimir Putin already knows that nobody in Ukraine has the ability to fire British Storm Shadow missiles except for Western powers like the United States. So if they, listen, Spain can't shoot British Storm Shadow missiles. Venezuela can't. Colombia can't. Portugal can't. I'd venture to say France can't. You'd have to have Israel do it, UK do it, or the United States do it. Canada can't even do it. So what if one of those missiles lands in the continental Russian country, inside of continental Russia, you're looking at World War III, and you have these stupid, here, just put that side by side for just a second, guys. Or you can even put on the, look at this band of idiots right here. Look at these stupid morons. That's Keir Starmer with the glasses, you can see, sitting right across from John Kirby, sitting right next to Jake Sullivan, right down from Admiral John Kirby. These are the stupidest people on the planet. $36 trillion worth of debt, an open southern border, fighting against foreign interference in our election as they bring foreigners to vote in our elections across the southern border. I mean, what a band of morons. You know, you got that great documentary, you know, as much as I hate to say it, Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, Band of Brothers. Here's the band of morons. Band of idiots right here. Play for me, Ness.
President.
Prime Minister, have you asked permission to fire Storm Shadow missiles on Russia?
No, there's Antony Blinken. Didn't see him there earlier. There's another idiot for you. These are people who aren't. Yeah, you can leave that right there. These are people who are not smart. And all of the Christians follow their orders. Wear a mask. Lock down your church. Buy an electric vehicle. Lower your CO2 emissions. You're going to be a compassionate person. Stay at home where you're going to catch COVID and then spread it to somebody else. Stay at home. Well, you know what? Wear an N95 and then wear a surgical mask on top of your N95. Masks don't work. Now they work. There will be no vaccine in for another 10 years. Oh, you know what? We do have the vaccines and they do meet their developmental requirements. Take them, Christians, and all the Christians do. 180 million Americans took the stupid vaccines twice. Unbelievable, touted from the pulpits from these idiots. Every single one of these idiots in the picture like to drag babies out of their mother's womb piece by bloody piece and sell their eyeballs on the open market, as testified to by Planned Parenthood employees under freaking oath. That's who these people are. And they're trying to drag us into a global war. Nuclear or not, they're trying to drag us into a global war. By having a conversation about British Storm Shadow missiles being shot into Russia? Have you lost your ever-loving mind? I swear I miss cussing right now. That's why I miss it. Have you lost your mind? Vladimir Putin already knows the only people that can shoot them in are Western powers. It would take Ukraine a decade to learn how to fire those missiles. It would take them a decade to learn how to drive our tanks or to fly our jets. Unbelievable. These people are truly, truly out of their element. Did they not realize, as with the dollar, if the dollar is valueless to me, it's valueless to you, that, you know what? You can get in your bunker all you want, Mark Zuckerberg. What are you going to come out to, you stupid idiot? I'm in my bunker. I'm safe. Okay. You know what happens when you run out of fuel for your generators and you have to come out into a nuclear winter? And by the way, you can have all the air filtration you want going into your bunker. When the outside is in the middle of a nuclear winter, guess what's coming in your bunker, you stupid moron? These people are unbelievable. They really are. And how can you be a Democrat and believe in these idiots? Unbelievable. And how can you be a Christian and ever follow any of their dictates or orders? I will never understand that. And don't hand me Romans 13. That is not what it's all about. They come to you with a health emergency. You start quoting scripture like Matthew 16, 19. Whatever I bind is bound. Whatever I loose is loose. You quote Matthew 8, 17. He took up our infirmities and carried all of our diseases. You quote Psalm 103, 3, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. That's what you do. You don't follow the dictates of the Antichrist spirit. I hope people are watching that are greatly offended by what I just said on Christian Television Network right now. I hope that you are. If you're a COVID-caving pastor, because you have ushered in the next fraudulent election. If this 2024 election is fraudulent, it's because the infrastructure was put in place by you caving to COVID in that ridiculous 2020 election. We can't go vote in person, so we all got to vote by mail. You know what? Together alone and alone together, trust the experts. These people? Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the next one. Wall Street Silver video. Biden and Kamala are expected. Here is Putin. Listen, you're going to have to read these lines quick. So stay with it. I'll translate it at the end. Not that I'm translating Russian. I'm just going to basically tell you what he said because I've already seen it. Play it for me, Ness.
Последние дни мы видим и слышим, как на очень высоком уровне Великобритании и в США муссируется тема о том, что киевский режим сможет наносить удар вглубь территории России западными вооружениями большой дальности. И, судя по всему, это решение либо вот-вот будет принято, либо, судя по всему, вообще уже принято. И эта вещь, конечно, экстраординарная. Хотелось попросить прокомментировать то, что происходит.
Происходит попытка подмены понятий. Потому что речь не идет о разрешении или запрете киевскому режиму наносить удары по российской территории. Он и так наносит с помощью беспилотных летательных аппаратов и другими средствами. Но когда речь идет об использовании высокоточного оружия большой дальности западного производства, это совершенно другая история. Дело в том, что я уже об этом говорил, и любые эксперты это подтвердят, и у нас, и на Западе. Наносить удары современными высокоточными системами большой дальности западного производства украинская армия не в состоянии. Она не может этого делать. Это возможно только с использованием разведданных со спутников, которыми Украина не располагает. Это данные только со спутников Евросоюза, либо на Соединенных Штатах, в общем, с натовских спутников. Это первое. Второе, и очень важное, может быть, ключевое, заключается в том, что полетные задания в эти ракетные системы могут, по сути, вносить только военнослужащие стран НАТО. Украинские военнослужащие делать этого не могут. И поэтому речь идет не о том, чтобы разрешать украинскому режиму наносить удары по России этим оружием или не разрешать. Речь идет о том, чтобы принять решение о том, что страны НАТО напрямую участвуют в военном конфликте или нет. Если это решение будет принято, это будет означать не что иное, как прямое участие стран НАТО, Соединенных Штатов, европейских стран в войне на Украине. Это их прямое участие. И это уже, конечно, существенным образом меняет саму суть, саму природу конфликта. Это будет означать, что страны НАТО, США, европейские страны воюют с Россией. А если это так, то, имея в виду изменение самой сути этого конфликта,
мы будем принимать соответствующие решения, исходя из тех угроз, которые нам будут создаваться.
So that just basically reiterates all that I've already said, just so everybody knows. But basically, again, when you're dealing with British Storm Shadow missiles or any of our intercontinental missiles or ballistic missiles, what are you sending me, Aaron?
No, that's the next
slide. The next thing. Okay, Aaron, it looked like a message you're sending me. But anyway, when you're dealing with whether it's our intercontinental missiles, whether it's our ballistic missiles, whether it's British ballistic missiles, both of us nuclear nations, none of this technology can be used by the Ukrainians. So any missile that's shot, whether it's British Storm Shadow missiles or other Western missiles that can be tracked, and all of the debris can easily be assessed. All you need to do is basically a forensic audit of the material on the ground. You can tell where it came from. If it's missiles that he knows Ukraine does not have the ability to fire deep into Russia, it's World War III. And I've already said we're not going to have a nuclear war. I'm sticking with it. I'm just saying, this is how stupid Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of the UK, is, and Joe Biden, President of the United States, is. It's how stupid you are. You're going to launch missiles deep inside of Russia, where Putin will know that the only person that could have shot them in was a NATO representative. That's it. I mean, imagine being that stupid, and Vladimir Putin is giving you a warning. And there's the great evil Vladimir Putin. Is he any worse than Zelensky? How is he worse than Zelensky? How is Russia worse than Ukraine? Explain it to me, please. Now, let's go over just fairly quickly here. It's already 9:52, and I can only stay on for another 10 minutes, so let's keep my word. I haven't been doing good keeping my word, by the way. But anyway, let's just compare very briefly. All right, are there free and fair elections in Russia? Well, there is an appearance of it, at least, because they do have elections. Do they have any elections in Ukraine? No. Is the Orthodox Church allowed in Ukraine? No. Is it allowed in Russia? Yes. Transgenderism is illegal in Russia. Lopping off kids' penises and their breasts and their testicles is illegal in Russia. And the military spokesman for Vladimir Putin was an American male enlisted in the Ukrainian army who dressed up as a woman and called himself by a woman's name, which we played countless times on this podcast. Is there opposition media in Russia? A little bit. Is there any at all in Ukraine? None. Are there opposition parties in Russia? At least pseudo parties, not even allowed to exist in Ukraine. There you go. So how exactly is Vladimir Putin worse than Volodymyr Zelensky? And how are we fighting for democracy in a country with no opposition media, no opposition party, and no elections? Can anybody explain that to me? You're like, Tom, nothing could be that asinine. Yeah, it is. And how did we get to this place? This is a Richard video. This is how the U.S., how did we get to this whole Ukrainian conflict? It was a color revolution orchestrated by Jake Sullivan, who's in that picture, wanting to send missiles deep into British missiles deep into Russia, Jake Sullivan right there, and Victoria Nuland, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and the Obama administration orchestrated a color revolution inside of the Ukraine in 2014. Here's just a little snippet. This is why we are where we are right now. We are there right now. Because what happened was, is you had a pseudo, what they would call pro-Russian, duly elected. That's when they had elections. Now we're fighting in the name of democracy for a country that has no elections. In 2014, they elected a prime minister who was deemed to be pro-Russian. Can you side by side that one, Aaron? Just that pick right there you got? That's Victoria Nuland. And Victoria Nuland, who basically runs the United States of America, just so you know, this fat little Miss Piggy, she runs the United States of America. Not the Marine Corps, not the hoorah Marine Corps, the Coast Guard or the Navy. Not even the president. It's basically people like Victoria Nuland. Deep state, globalist, WEF actors, Victoria Nuland. They orchestrated a color revolution because the prime minister in 2014 was deemed to be too pro-Russian. You know what you want to be if you're in Ukraine? And when Aaron put up the picture last night, we got Russia versus Ukraine. You're going to want to have diplomatic ties to Russia if you're in the Ukraine. Wouldn't you? So you can continue to exist as a country as they no longer do now with 600,000 of your men already dead. Right? In 2 years, dead. 500,000 men dead. You might want to have diplomatic ties, but not Victoria. She doesn't want you to have that. Here's what they did. Play for me, Ness.
What do you think?
I think we're in play. The Klitschko piece is obviously the complicated electron here, especially the announcement of him as deputy prime minister. And you've seen some of my notes on the troubles in the marriage right now. So we're trying to get a read really fast on where he is on this stuff. But I think your argument to him, which you'll need to make, I think that's the next phone call we want to set up, is exactly the one you made to Yacht. And I'm glad you sort of put him on the spot on where he fits in this scenario. And I'm very glad he said what he said in response.
Good. So I don't think Cleach should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you think what in terms of him not going into the government, just let him sort of stay out and do his political homework and stuff. I'm just thinking in terms of sort of the process moving ahead, we want to keep the moderate Democrats together. The problem is going to be Tanibok and his guys. And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what Yanukovych is calculating on all of this.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Cleach and Tanibok on the outside. He needs to be talking to them four times a week, you know. I just think Cleach going in, he's going to be at that level working for Yatsenyuk. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Okay. Good. Well, do you want us to try to set up a call with him as the next step?
My understanding from that call, but you tell me, was that the big three were going into their own meeting and that Yats was going to offer in that context a three-way, you know, the 3+1 conversation or 3+2 with you. Is that not how you understood it?
No, I think, I mean, that's what he proposed. But I think just knowing the dynamic that's been with them where Klitschko has been the top dog, he's going to take a while to show up for whatever meeting they've got. And he's probably talking to his guys at this point. So I think you reaching out directly to him helps with the personality management among the three. And it gives you also a chance to move fast.
Just very briefly, because I'm running out of time, but just very briefly. They just caused this color. I mean, first of all, you're hearing these two people, one of them, Victoria Nuland, orchestrating a coup for a foreign government in a foreign country. Who are they? Who are we? Aren't we called a democracy or democratic or constitutional republic?
Yeah.
Who are we to be installing our leaders in Ukraine? And by the way, the reason why there was an opening, it was because they had the current prime minister in 2014 removed. How did they do it? It's what's called a color revolution. All you have to do is cause an insurrection. You have to cause mass upheaval. How did they do it? Very simple. This should sound eerily familiar to everybody. Ready? Here it goes. They said, and by the way, Victoria Nuland was on the ground handing out water bottles to the insurrectionists. On the ground. You saw some of those mass crowd pictures? Victoria Nuland was out there handing out cookies. I'm not kidding you. Cookies and water to these people. What they said was, they said, you know what? Have this mass. I wonder if they said peacefully and patriotically protest. Oh, no, they didn't. But anyway, they organized this mass demonstration against the government. And then our government tells this is the current government that's in place, the one that they overthrew. They tell that government, make sure that you're not overly violent now with the protesters. Right? That's what they do. And then they cause, thank you, Aaron, proof right there. There they are, handing out cookies and water. They're the two idiots on the phone right there. There they are. Victoria Nuland. Who is she? Who is Miss Piggy? By the way, she's put on about 50 since that picture. But anyway, so they say to the government, you can leave that up. I'm perfectly happy with that being there. They say to the government right here, they say, you know what? Make sure that you're not overly aggressive or violent with the protesters. Well, what do they do then? They cause the protesters to be violent so that the police have to defend themselves. Does that sound familiar to you, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very familiar to 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, doesn't it? Yep. Called 1-6, where you're sitting there and you ever watch all the 1-6 rewinds where everybody's peaceful until they start shooting people with rubber bullets and lobbing gas grenades into the crowd. And those gas grenades are steel and hitting people. Tear gas grenades, they're steel and they're lobbing them in like grenades. These guys are real, just Capitol Hill police officers throwing them in. And Metro DC police officers throwing them in the crowd, hitting people with steel grenades and tear gas. That's what they did. So they caused this violent, get ready, Aaron, insurrection. Mm. There she is. Caused this insurrection, and then they installed Yatsenyuk so that they all could continue their various criminal enterprises inside of Ukraine. Have another war. So that now they get an anti-Russian government in under Yatsenyuk, controlled by Victoria Nuland, so that they can lay the groundwork. Now, all the while this is going on, you have Metabiota, which is sharing its biological experiments with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Academy of Sciences. And Metabiota is partially owned by Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden doing his corrupt banking at Privat Bank. Hunter Biden receiving $85,000 a month from Burisma, fossil fuel company, natural gas and fossil fuel company. So now they don't have to worry about Russia having great diplomatic ties with Ukraine and any investigations at all. Now they can just play the Russian card again. We need to shut down Ukraine and make them as anti-Russian as we can. Get them under American control so that we can continue our criminal malfeasance. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
There you go. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. And we're going to go fight for democracy, says Lindsey Graham. Says Mitch McConnell. Says all the compliant, ankle-grabbing Republicans on Capitol Hill. The only people with guts are like Chip Roy and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Matt Gaetz actually will come out and say this war is ridiculous because it was caused by Victoria Nuland. So she gets paid millions of dollars to cover up Democratic Party, Rhino Republican, and globalist criminal malfeasance inside of Ukraine. Now they're going to burn Ukraine to the ground so that the International Monetary Fund, which is basically owned and operated by BlackRock, which is the culmination, which is the coming together of governance and corporations, which is Nazism, which is fascism, and they're going to rebuild all the companies that are being hired by the IMF to rebuild Ukraine are owned by BlackRock. The British Storm Shadow missiles are approved NATO missiles. Remember, this is why they want Ukraine to be part of NATO, is that then NATO has to, in order for them to, when they buy weapons, if you're in NATO, in order for you to buy weapons, you have to buy weapons that are approved by NATO. All the companies that make the approved weapons are, Aaron, get ready, put yourself on. All the companies that make and manufacture the approved weapons for NATO are owned by?
BlackRock.
There you go. And BlackRock's going to rebuild it. Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation is going to rebuild Ukraine. Who does she work for? Bill and Hillary Clinton. She works for the Democratic Party. So you got to keep the wars going, covering all the malfeasance, continuing with the money laundering, continuing with just flat out profiteering. That's what the Ukraine war is all about. There you go. Just wanted everybody to see that. All right, let's go to the next one. A Man of Memes video. Oh, it's 10:04. What did I say when I said it was going to be done?
10:03.
Oh, 10:03. All right, 1 minute over. I'm going to go to 10:10. 10:10. That's going to be it. Everybody good? All right, 10:10. A Man of Memes video. What should happen to this arrogant little communist? Now, this, of course, is Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, I'm going to let him speak for himself, and then I'll talk. Play for me, Ness.
We have increased the number of refugees that we will accept from the Western Hemisphere. We have built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica, to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey.
So they don't have to take the perilous journey. So, again, it's difficult to explain because it's so asinine. So in order for Alejandro Mayorkas to facilitate illegals across our border, he doesn't want them to have to, in order for them to legally cross our border, he doesn't want them to have to illegally cross other borders. He doesn't want to have them make the perilous journey through the Darien Gap. Although, what's the problem with going through the Darien Gap? Because all the NGOs are parked right there to child sex traffic all of your children on the way up to America. You know, Catholic charities, you're telling me, Jewish, they're all down there facilitating child sex trafficking and receiving hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to do so. So Alejandro Mayorkas, he doesn't want, people who are going to commit crimes, numerous crimes, in crossing the southern border, while crossing the southern border, he doesn't want them to go through all the trouble of having to walk there or ride buses there. He has set up safe mobility offices to make it easier for people to break our laws. for people to illegally migrate into the United States of America. It's not good enough that he has opened completely and totally, made our southern border non-existent. That's not good enough. It's not good enough that our southern border is wide open and people have to walk through it. He doesn't want them to even have to walk through it. So he sets up safe mobility offices to fly them in. This is what he's doing all over. He named the countries. This is what you're seeing in Springfield, Ohio right now. This is what you're seeing in Aurora, Colorado right now. They're all on his parole program, 500,000-600,000 that they've flown in. It's not good enough that he just opens the southern border. He doesn't want them to have to be troubled to the extent that they have to walk here. He goes and sets up safe mobility offices and flies them in on government charters. 737s, 747s, flies them in. Aaron, who do you think pays for that?
BlackRock.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's all. It's really us who pays for it. But if you're looking at, you know, the whole globalist scheme, but Aaron's being funny. But the thing is, we're paying for that. We're paying for it. You and I pay for the safe mobility offices to fly in the people who rape our wives and rape our children and kill our children and burglarize our homes for Aurora, Colorado, Tren de Agua, gang members with automatic weapons going from house to house. He set up safe mobility offices. Remember, everything that they say is the opposite of what they said. If they call it safe, that means unsafe. Safe and effective means deadly and totally ineffective. Safe mobility, they always put the opposite of what they're doing in the title. Safe mobility means absolutely horrendously dangerous mobility office. I'm going to haul in horrendously dangerous burglars and rapists and murderers, and I'm going to call it safe mobility. So what happens when he hauls them in? Watch this video. Play it for me, Ness.
On August 31st, 2024, at approximately 5:23 a.m., a 911 call came in for the address of 329 Knapp Avenue. The call initially came in as a fire at the location. Irondequoit police, as well as personnel from the Irondequoit Fire Department, St. Paul Fire Department, the Point Pleasant Fire Department, and Irondequoit Ambulance responded to the location. The fire inside the structure was quickly addressed and brought under control. While searching the location, several individuals were located inside and found to be deceased. The names of the deceased are Frame Ubaldo, he's a 30-year-old male from 3029 Knapp Avenue. I'm sorry about pronunciation on this. Marangeli Moreno Santiago, 26-year-old female from 329 Knapp Avenue. Evangeline Ubaldo Moreno, 4-year-old female from 329 Knapp Avenue. And Sebastian Ubaldo Moreno, 2-year-old male, 329 Knapp Avenue. Sorry. Due to the condition of the bodies, it was readily apparent that this was going to be a homicide investigation. Officers on scene worked with fire personnel to ensure it was safe to be inside. After it was determined to be safe for fire and police personnel, the location was secured to start a methodical investigation. Crime scene technicians and investigators from the Irondequoit Police Department and the Monroe County Fire Bureau worked diligently to process the scene. Due to the nature of the scene, our processing took almost 2 days. Limited information was initially given out due to the need to inform family members that had to be located in other states. Peer counselors were brought in immediately for the initial emergency responders and remain available for the upcoming days. Anyone with information is asked to call the Irondequoit Police Department at 585-336-6000, or if you wish to remain anonymous, please call Crime Stoppers at 585-423-9300. I apologize. I know you guys have questions. This was a horrific scene. In almost 32 years of doing this job, I've never seen anything like it. So there's a reason why we don't put all this information out at first. And I get a little frustrated, and not with you. I get a little frustrated with a lot of people on social media and anything else, wanting to have instant gratification, put the information out there immediately. There's a reason why we don't do it, because the last thing I want is a family member to hear horrific details about their family's death through social media.
All right, so there you go. That is the result of Alejandro Mayorkas's safe mobility offices, where he doesn't want illegals who are going to violate our laws to be troubled with having to walk here or ride here. He sets up safe mobility offices to fly them in. Just so you know the background on that story, illegal immigrant arrested for the murder of the family that you just heard about. After a family of four was found dead in a burning home in New York, in Iron Dequoit, New York. Julio Cesar Pimentel Soriano was wanted in the Dominican Republic for murder in 2019. And he was arrested for scorching to death two toddlers and their parents. Alejandro Mayorkas, I'm just wondering, I don't want to put out a false accusation, because he was wanted for murder in the Dominican Republic in 2019. When did he get flown in to the United States, or when did he cross into the United States? I'd like to know, because if he wasn't here, the two toddlers and their parents would not be scorched into being unrecognizable and dead right now. Saddest thing. Saddest thing. Don't mean to end on a downer note. It's not a downer note. We're going to win. We're going to close that border. Donald J. Trump's going to close that border, and we're going to win. He's up by 6 points in the latest polls. We're going to win. Kamala Harris's campaign's falling apart. All right. Listen, I want to invite everyone. Oh, Ramble Rants real quick. Tammy L. Margriter, $50. Holy moly, Tammy. Thank you. Sin Berkey, $7.25. They're huge givers tonight. $25. Ugly Stick, $20. BP2 Tim, $17. $10. Nitsau, what do you think, Aaron? Nitsau,
I think 99. Nitsua.
Nitsua, 99. Aaron always gets it. Nitsua, 99, $10. Really appreciate you guys. Seriously, really do. Thank you so much for giving to the TLP. I'm going to be in the post game. You got to stick around for post game now. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm telling you flat out. Are they called the Nelk Boys?
Yeah, Nelk Boys. A
couple Nelk Boy videos in there. Listen, you got to stick around for this post game. It might be the best one ever. You got to stick around for the last video. We're closing out with our rock video, Friday night rock video. You got to stick around for it. It's only about 3.5 minutes long. You've got to stick around for it. It's freaking awesome. You really do. Join us on Sunday morning. Here we are right here. Either whether it's in person, if you can drive here, be here. And if you do drive here, and I'll recognize your name from the chat or introduce yourself from the chat, I'm at the door right at the end of the service. Yeah, there's like close to 1,000 people here. But I'm out there, and I hug and talk to every single person who wants to hug and talk after the service. So stick around, introduce yourself to me. I'd love to meet you. But join us, whether it's live or in person. I mean, whether it's in person or online. There we go. But be here. You got to have a church. Trump is not Jesus. You got to have Jesus. Not going to heaven without him. Trump isn't going to get anybody into heaven. You got to have Jesus. That's the foundation of everything. Join us at Foundation Church this Sunday, 10 a.m. So have a great day off tomorrow and be in church on Sunday, whether online or in person. Love you all. Watch the post game. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat. I will see you and talk to you on Sunday morning. God bless you guys. See you then. Those Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology. And didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, you tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.